May 17th through 23rd. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 51 through 57. A Faithful, a Just, and a Wise Steward. Studying the Scriptures helps you recognize the Lord's voice, for the Scriptures were given by Him through His Spirit. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, verses 34 through 36. For church members in the 1830s, gathering the saints and building the city of Zion were spiritual as well as temporal works, with many practical matters to address. Someone needed to purchase and distribute land where the saints could settle. Someone needed to print books and other publications. And someone needed to run a store to provide goods to those in Zion. In the revelations recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, sections 51 through 57, the Lord appointed and instructed people to handle these tasks, and He identified Independence, Missouri as the center place of Zion. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 57, verse 3. But while skills in such things as purchasing land, printing, and running a store are valuable to the temporal work of building Zion, these revelations also teach that the Lord desires His saints to become spiritually worthy to be called a Zion people. He calls each of us to be a faithful, a just, and a wise steward, having a contrite spirit, standing fast in our appointed responsibilities. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 51, verse 19, section 52, verse 15, and section 54, verse 2. If we can do that, regardless of our temporal skills, the Lord can use us to build Zion, and He will hasten the city in its time. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 52, verse 43. Ideas for personal scripture study. Doctrine and Covenants, section 51. The Lord wants me to be a faithful, just, and wise steward. If you were a member of the church in 1831, you might have been invited to live the law of consecration by signing over your property to the church through the bishop. He would then return to you, in most cases, what you donated, sometimes with a surplus. But it was no longer just your possession, it was your stewardship. Today, the procedures are different, but the principles of consecration and stewardship are still vital to the Lord's work. Consider these words from Elder Quentin L. Cook, quote, "We live in perilous times when many believe we are not accountable to God and that we do not have personal responsibility or stewardship for ourselves or others. Many in the world are focused on self-gratification and do not believe they are their brother's keeper. In the church, however, we believe that these stewardships are a sacred trust." End quote. See Stewardship, a Sacred Trust, Ensigner Liahona, November 2009. As you read section 51, think about what God has entrusted to you. What do the words steward, verse 19, and consecrated, verse 5, mean? And what do they imply about God's expectations of you? What principles do you find in section 51 and in Elder Cook's words that teach you what it means to be a steward? See especially verses 9 and 15 through 20. See also Matthew chapter 25 verses 14 through 30, the Law of Consecration video, churchofjesuschrist.org. Doctrine and Covenants, section 52 verses 14 through 19. God gave a pattern for avoiding deception. With many people claiming spiritual manifestations, the early saints were concerned about being deceived. How could they tell who was accepted of God? See verse 15. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 52, verses 14 through 19, the Lord gave a helpful pattern. How can you apply this pattern to detect false messages in the world? You might also use this pattern to evaluate yourself. Consider using phrases from these verses to write questions such as, "When I speak, is my spirit contrite?" Doctrine and Covenants, section 54. I can turn to the Lord when I am hurt by others' choices. As part of the gathering to Ohio, a group of saints led by Newell Knight arrived from Colesville, New York, and needed a place to live. Lehman Copley had a large farm near Kirtland, and he covenanted to allow the saints to settle on his land. However, soon after they started settling there, Copley wavered in his faith, broke his covenant, and evicted the saints from his property. See Saints, Volume 1, pages 125 through 128. As recorded in section 54, the Lord told Newell Knight what the saints should do about their situation. What do you find in this revelation that can help you when another person's broken commitments or other poor choices affect you? Doctrine and Covenants, section 56, verses 14 through 20. Blessed are the pure in heart. In these verses, the Lord spoke both to the rich and to the poor. It might be interesting to compare his counsel to these two groups. What in these verses feels relevant to you personally? How can focusing on riches canker your soul? See verse 16. What does it mean to you to be pure in heart? See verse 18, regarding material things. See also Jacob chapter 2, verses 17 through 21. Ideas for family scripture study and home evening. Doctrine and Covenants, section 51, verse 9. You could play a game that the family enjoys and then talk about how the game would have been different if someone had cheated. Why is it important to deal honestly with each other? How does honesty help us be one? Doctrine and Covenants, section 52, verses 14 through 19. As you discuss the pattern described in these verses, your family might enjoy looking at other patterns you use, such as patterns for sewing clothing or making a craft. You could work together to make something from a pattern while talking about the pattern the Lord gave for avoiding deception. Doctrine and Covenants, section 53, verse 1. Consider sharing with your family an experience when you, like Sidney Gilbert, asked the Lord concerning your calling. Doctrine and Covenants, section 54, verse 2, and section 57, verses 6 through 7. What does it mean to stand fast in what God has asked us to do? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 54, verse 2. You could invite family members to stand and name something God has asked them to do. Doctrine and Covenants, section 55. How did the Lord use William Phelps's abilities as a writer and printer? For example, see the author index in the hymn book for a list of hymns he wrote. Maybe family members could talk about the talents and abilities they see in each other. How can our talents contribute to God's work? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline and Come Follow Me for primary. Suggested song, Gives at the Little Stream, Children's Songbook 236. Improving personal study, keep a study journal. You might find it helpful to use a journal or notebook to write down thoughts, ideas, questions, or impressions that come while you study.